Hi. Hello there. Oh, good. You're awake. Can you remember who you are? Oh, sorry. I can't actually hear you. There's like half a meter of solid glass between the observation room I'm in and the, cave that you're in. Just nod your head if you can remember who you are. Okay, well, that's a good start. Do you know where you are? You're shaking your head no. Well, you don't remember why you're here either, do you? No. Damn it. I guess being near the portal does screw with human minds. Okay, look. I know you must have a bunch of questions, but we don't have a lot of time before she, or I guess it, comes back. You're in Station Amiga. This is a top secret government research lab that's built around a portal to, well, to hell. Literally hell. Yes, hell is real. It's full of fire and brimstone, and the government wants it because it's a source of infinite energy. I guess if hellfire can burn souls for all eternity, it's more cost-effective than oil or nuclear power. If we could keep the portal open, humanity gets free, unlimited energy forever. The only problem is that we could only keep the portal open for a few minutes, and in that few minutes, something came in from the other side. It was, well, I guess it was a demon, or a demoness. It looked vaguely like a human woman, and it spoke, it didn't speak English. It spoke some really ancient language. No one understood except for Dr. Johnson. You remember Dr. Johnson? That really old researcher guy? Yeah, him. He said she spoke ancient Babylonian or something, and he tried to talk to that thing. He said she was a succubus and that she could keep the portal open longer. But in exchange, she wanted something. She wanted, okay, I guess this is the weird part. Not that the whole secret government portal to hell thing wasn't weird enough. But she wanted virgin seed. I can see the look on your face. Yeah, yep. She wanted spunk. Come, baby batter, if you will. You know what I mean. And it had to be from a virgin man. Well, it turns out there were two virgins on Station Amiga. One was Dr. Johnson, and he very eagerly volunteered at once. The only problem was that he's old. Like, really, really old. I don't think he's had an erection since the 1980s and has been a virgin his entire life. So I think the shock of having something that looked like a really hot and really scary woman trying to get him to come was a little too much for him. He had a heart attack before he could have an orgasm and... well, the succubus wasn't happy. But, we did have another virgin on the station, and that's... hey, that's you, big guy. You volunteered to have your dick sucked out by the hot, scary demon chick. So we put you in here, and then you passed out for a bit. And now, well... here we are. Look, I don't know if you're having second thoughts or anything, but look on the bright side. We have a bunch of sensors and monitoring devices in the cave, so no matter what happens, we'll be able to record everything. For science, you're contributing to scientific inquiry and possibly your country having a source of limitless energy and... what? What's wrong? Oh shit. Yeah, I see it. Or her. I guess I see her. Okay, don't panic. And don't have a heart attack or anything, okay? Just focus on the bright side. She looks really hot. I mean, if you ignore the wings, and the tail, and the horns, and the glowing eyes, she looks like a really hot girl. And she wants to do sexy things to you. That's good, right? Just ignore the scary demon bits and focus on the sexy woman bits. Look, she's even sashaying towards you. Look at those curvy hips. Focus on the hips. No, don't look at the tail. Focus on the hips. And the... huh. She's not wearing anything. Okay. Oh, wow, okay. You're getting an erection. That's good. That's it. Keep focusing on sexy things. Sexy things. Watch those full, heavy breaths sway with every step she takes towards you. You think she'll give you a titty fuck with those? I don't know what the ancient Babylonian word for titty fuck is, but I'm sure you'll find a way to ask her for one. You would be doing it for science. And she is right next to you, and she's sniffing you. Quick, sniff her back. Can you smell what she smells like? Sulfur? Burning things? Maybe just a generic horny demon girl odor? Make sure to write it down later. Actually, you could probably write a paper on demonic bodily fluids. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just babbling. Oh wow. She's licking you quite vigorously. She's licking your face and your neck. I wonder if she's trying to taste your virginity. Oh, come on, it was a plausible idea. You know, maybe. Let me write that down. Okay, and she's moving below your neck. She's moving way below your neck. It looks like she's licking your nipples. Oh, wow. She's really into it. Oh man, I'm kind of jealous. It's like she's taking her nipples into her mouth and just really bathing it in her saliva. She's probably licking them with her tongue, too. I wouldn't mind exchanging spots with you right now. And she's trailing her tongue down your chest, down your stomach, down to... well... I guess she's ready to taste you. She's crouching down and... wow. Her mouth is open. Is she breathing on your penis? Is she... oh. She's taking her tongue and touching it to your tip. I'm going to get the cameras to zoom in. Oh, yeah. She's teasing the slit with her tongue. That must feel amazing. Are you getting weak in the knees? We probably should have put a chair in there so you could sit. She's moving her head Looks like she wants to suck on your balls. I'll bet she wants to taste those virgin balls. Even before you've come, I'll bet she wants to have the source of your sperm in her mouth. How does her mouth feel? Is her tongue swirling around your balls? Is she sucking them into her mouth and playing with them? You're going to come inside that same mouth soon, I'll bet. She's kissing her way up your shaft and, oh yeah, she's taking the head inside her mouth. I've got the camera zoomed in all the way. It looks like she's slowly swirling her tongue around your tip. Does it feel good? Is she working her tongue all over your sensitive spots? I'll bet she's going to curl the tip of her tongue right under your slit. Will that make you cum? Are you going to spurt your virgin cum inside her mouth? You should. You should totally cum inside the scary succubus's mouth. For science. Oh, she took her mouth off you. And she's blowing air on your tip. Oh, what a tease. How does it feel around your wet, saliva-covered cock? I can see from the cameras that your tip is soaked in her spit. And she's taking you in her mouth again. She's taking you much further in her mouth. Wow, she just keeps going and going, all the way down. She's completely taken you into her mouth. How does it feel having your lips wrapped around the base of your cock? Have you ever had anyone take you right down to the balls before? Oh yeah, I can see you leaning your head back. That's it. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy having your entire cock buried in that hot little mouth. She's pulling back. Wow, her cheeks are really hollowed in. She must be sucking you so hard. Do you want to come in her mouth? Do you? Do you want to spurt all your virgin seed in that sweet little mouth? I'll bet you do, and I'll bet she wants you to. Can you see how she's working your cock, going up and down steadily? She must really want you to come in her mouth. Can I let you in on a little secret? I'm touching myself right now. Oh. I'm touching myself while I watch that succubus fucking you with her mouth. I just want to see you come. I want to see her make that virgin cock spurt in her mouth. I want to see you spend yourself in that scary succubus's mouth. I don't know if it's some kind of crazy succubus magic or what. But I am so turned on by the idea of watching you come for her. I'm surprised you haven't spunked in her mouth yet. Are you trying to hold back, baby? Are you trying to hold back your cum? You know it's not going to do you any good. It's going to keep going. I can see her head bobbing up and down on you. Oh, she's not going to stop. She's going to keep sucking you off until you give her your cum. That cum isn't going to do you any good inside your balls. Just give it to her. I want to see you pump it into her mouth. Oh, oh, that. I am so turned on, and I don't even know why. You know, I'll bet she swallows. Do you want her to swallow your cum? Do you want to spread yourself in that hot little mouth and watch as she eats up every drop of your cum? I want to see her eat your sperm. I want to watch your face as you come. And then I want to watch her swallow every drop. Oh, you're getting close. I can see it. Fuck. That's it. Pump your hips into her mouth. I can see you leaning your head back and groaning. Oh, fuck. Yeah. You're about to come, aren't you? I'm gonna come too. Wanna see if we have an orgasm at the same time? Oh, fuck. Need to see you come. Oh, she's wrapping her arms around your hips and pulling you into her mouth. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, tilt your head back and scream out your orgasm. Oh, that is so hot. It looks like you're about to come. I'm so close. Oh. Oh my God, yes. Oh, you needed that. Oh. Was that good for you too, baby? Did you pass out? Oh, these human virgins. Sister, your fondness for virgins is really backfiring on you, isn't it? You didn't even get a chance to have him inside your pussy. Yes, yes, I'll let you out of the cave. I've already seduced and drained the cum from everyone inside the facility. My disguise worked quite well. No one ever suspects the poor, innocent scientist girl is being capable of draining every single last drop of their sperm. Now, do you want to reopen the portal and go back home? Or do you want me to send a distress signal and lure more humans to this research station? Oh, is that so? I had a feeling you would say that. But first, you better bring that boy inside. I want to have my turn with him as well.